That was an old turn-up bedstead. In it he lay and thought about his geography lesson, and of Zealand, and of all that his master had told him. He ought, to be sure, to have read over his lesson again, but that, you know, he could not do. He therefore put his geography book under his pillow, because he had heard that was a very good thing to do when one wants to learn one's lesson. But one cannot, however, rely upon it entirely. Well, there he lay, and thought, and all at once it was just as if someone kissed his eyes and mouth. He slept, and yet he did not sleep. It was as though the old washerwoman gazed on him with her mild eyes and said, "It were a great sin if you were not to know your lesson tomorrow morning. You have aided me. I therefore will now help you, and the loving God will do so at all times." And all of a sudden the book under Tuck's pillow began scraping and scratching. "Kikiki, cluck, cluck, cluck." That was an old hen who came creeping along, and she was from Kyoga. "I am a Kyoga hen," said she. Kyoga, a town in the Bay of Kyoga. To see the Kyoga hens is an expression similar to showing a child London, which is said to be done by taking his head in both hands and so lifting him off the ground. At the invasion of the English in 1807, an encounter of a not very glorious nature took place between the British troops